No, actually.
She got them Twitter hands.
What the fuck does that mean?
You know the ones that be in the videos?
It's two kind of
Okay. What the fuck?
videos.
Go to hell.
You selling your
This one
hand? You
don't
selling your
zoom,
hand
right?
pictures?
Huh?
This one don't zoom, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't sell hand pictures.
Zero. That's
Wow.
something I can never get with, bro.
The mesh wife beater or just mesh?
Mesh in general.
This
Come
nigga
on.
lying. I seen he got a mesh Jamaican Speedo.
Okay.
That shit.
You mean
Your plantain was falling out, brother.
net?
Speaking of.
Where are we the recording?
Oh, that's cool. I've been cooking them bitches lately. Your country did well.
Bro, who the fuck was that that said fried banana? That shit pissed me off.
Was it Taylor? It was a girl, wasn't it? It wasn't a
It
guy.
was a girl, but this shit pissed
Yeah,
me off.
it had to be Taylor.
I know it's the same as, what y'all call them? Platoons?
Plantains.
That's my fault.
Them goddamn platoons, bro.
So sorry.
Oh, I made an oxtail for Thanksgiving one year.
That sounds
I'm
delicious.
gonna have to bring that back. I made it for my ex
Which one?
when I lived in Virginia,
Which one?
and I was
Oh.
I forgot she was married. That is so funny.
Calm down, Joshua.
That's hilarious. The bigot
Yeah,
is married.
niggas blowing up my phones, man. Welcome back to another episode of the Ignorant Noodle. It's your boy Dre.
Your boy, you call me whatever you want, fat sex. If my balls on your chin, then can you tell me where my dick's at?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know, we're getting a little bit more elaborate this season with the
If my
intros.
nuts ain't on your
No,
face.
if my balls are on your if my balls are on your chin, then can you tell me where my dick's at? Get it right. We get it all in one take.
Okay.
So what's it like being late today?
I was
Nobody gives a fuck about you being late. So, yesterday.
Yeah, you didn't execute that properly, but because I got my excuse out before you even said that, but okay.
There was no excuse, nigga. You just said I wasn't
I
late.
wasn't.
All right. Yesterday was the premiere of Deeso
Deeso Savory.
Savory. And best review, like best premiere out of everything we've ever done. I think this got more initial views, like coming off the gate, since the Howard University scandal episode. But did you watch it?
I haven't had time.
I feel like it's either quote, because I know, nigga, I don't watch our videos. So I was like, does he pull up the account to look at other shit?
I do. I try to support. You know, it's all one big happy family.
I just feel like that's a lie.
I'm not beefing with nobody on the Ignorant Noodle.
That's crazy, because Wall Street, there's one of them niggas that's beefing with you.
Oh.
I think it's the owner.
Oh. Well, yeah, it's definitely fucked that nigga too. Nah, it's definitely fucked that nigga too.
Nah, every time I look at the paperwork, I laugh that your name's still on there. Cause I just like, my dog. I think you off the paperwork.
I probably am.
Cause I think the original paperwork got your name on, but I think in between, somewhere in the middle, I tell you, I'll put you back, man. You cool people. But yeah, that was one of the most expensive productions out of the Ignorant Noodle. It's one of the best premieres we've had. But I also think that's probably one of the first times I felt like I'm actually making like content. Like that was like, yo, this shit is a legit business thing.
Let me feel like he actually produced
Yeah,
something.
dog, I feel bad that you wasn't there. Because the ghost hunting, I think that was the first like full production, but it was also me hanging out with niggas I've known since college. So it wasn't like, no, it was just me hanging out with Stefan and Key in the damn woods, and Key kept running off. So producing this with Lex, a camera person that I've worked with, and she's cool. We, you know, we've done other stuff, but meeting and working with D, it's like, yo, this is, I'm doing shit. So now I'm excited. Now I'm trying to figure out what's the next motherfucker we about to make, because I really want to do that game show, but I feel like it's going to be getting the podiums, like the production of it.
If we execute that one, that's going to be...
That's probably going to be the big, because it's combining everything that I've done. It's going to be combining the different cameras. It's going to be combining us being funny naturally, bringing in a guest, and then a side of us that nobody knows exists, our intelligence. Because I feel like so many people, the people I'm like inviting to come on and tell them like, hey, it's going to be a game show, it's going to be a competition, it's going to be general knowledge, and then we're going to have a special category catered to what you do. And everybody's like, oh man, you know, that should be easy. Like, you guys about to, and I'm like, okay. It's like, I wanted to be a surprise, but let me, we're not dumb. We act like this, but we're not dumb. And I feel like a lot of people are coming in with this idea that they about to smoke us. So it's like, I want us to be a surprise, but the competitor's like, hey, don't think you just about to make fun of the ignorant new, like, nigga, we're two very smart beings. You about to get hurt. Because I figured out who I invited. I think it was Quet. I think I told Quet, I said, hey, yeah, we're going to do one for like health and nutrition and all that. And he said, I mean, I think I'm good. He said, am I going against you? Or, and I said, you going against him. He said, ain't his degree in that? I said, nigga, ain't your degree in nutrition? He said, yeah, but like, that nigga go all full spectrum on that shit. And I was like, all right, nigga, bring your A game. Because the first couple matches are going to be against friends. Yeah, just because it's going to be easier.
You know, I'm going to get on one of these bitches and be like, just for that, you get nothing else.
I'm like 10 straight. Because I want to do it like, you know, kind of like Jeopardy, but I didn't want it to leave it too open-ended because that's just going to take forever. So it's going to be multiple choice. And whoever hit that button first, you get first dibs. If you fuck up, next person still not. We're going to work out the point system, all that. Tati, you trying to join in?
I would love to be the host.
Why everybody always coming for host spots? Whenever I mention the show, why everybody want... You just want to show the show?
Why would I not be...
Niggas don't want to be
the character story. At least let me be the girl that touched the amount. I don't want to be like...
You want to be
a competitor. I want to be.
I don't know how big she thinks this production going to be.
I guess she thinks she'll do it from the green screen. She's just going to tap one of the squares.
That's fine.
But everything. But I don't even know if I'm going to need to set up a square. It's just going to have Tati tapping shit.
Yeah.
That might be funny in itself. Have Tati in a ballroom dress. Just think she's having shit. It's just a random video every time. She didn't boop the damn line in the nose.
Okay, well, you got to find me a job. The buzzer person.
Nah, just have a hidden shit and it'd be like random clips.
Yeah. Tati, tell me what I'm doing.
Be a wilding out girl or something. Find me a job. Thank you.
You do know what they got to do to be a wilding out girl, right?
I don't.
You trying to get pregnant by a Wild and Out cast member?
No.
Damn. You ain't trying to be anybody from Nick Cannon squad, right?
No.
You ain't trying to be, what's the name? Jackie O? Was that her name?
The one that died?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that was a name.
Was it a stage name? Like, that was her real last name. Cause that was old. Unless she was Asian.
I mean, it wasn't old. She's a white woman, I think. Oh. She might be. I think she's a white woman.
DC got a white woman?
I think she white.
You want to be him so bad, bro.
But oh, not her last name.
And yet, both of y'all ain't got no haircut.
Who?
You and DC.
DC on Hollywood Squares now with no haircut.
I mean, he been on that for a while. I said he been on that, what?
No,
5 years now?
I don't know. When they originally brought it back, I don't think he was on the first one.
D. Ray Davis went on one?
Yeah, he was
a little... Are you talking about the host? Or are you talking about in the square?
Host, yeah,
host. Oh, so yeah, so he's in the role, but he's been in the square for like 5 years. Damn, nigga, drive by.
Picking up all that.
I know, because I heard it.
I'm sorry, y'all might hear my knuckles.
I mean, damn, you've been doing it since that nigga was driving.
Yeah, we're here. I'm looking at the audio bars. Crack your knuckle.
How long you been holding that in?
I'm done.
That's I think yours jump.
Yeah.
No, I thought you started flicking the mic up the hill. At the microphone. But damn, DC a host now. DC, mm-hmm. TL. I say DC has probably had. Now he got canceled. He jokes about that. But
Kiki Palmer was also on there too.
On where?
Oh, TL.
I would say, in terms of.
Damn, I missed that.
Viral internet success, or virality to like full on success, DC might be one of the front runners.
I don't think it's close to anybody else.
Because I'm trying to figure out. Issa's one of the greatest from YouTube to commercial success.
I'm talking about like,
but I think from viral clips to full on success, DC might be up there.
I don't want to admit this, but maybe because she's just not that funny. But they did just put Just Hilarious on The Breakfast Club.
I don't know her any viral clips from her.
Well, she started with on Instagram as Just with the Mess.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
That's her being viral.
Interesting.
But, so even though DC is quite funny, I can say she is on a big platform now.
And I get that, but she wasn't consistently. Like, DC went from Vine after Vine after Vine to Wild and Out, and really just been up from there. Like, just, I guess, Just with the Mess. I don't know. And I don't know where she went from there, but she was a failing stand up. But I think she wasn't like, first generation.
She definitely wasn't first generation.
Because it was DC.
She wasn't first generation.
I'm talking about like when they brought it back. Obviously, original.
You know, they switched the women's out. So.
They'll say DC, Chico, Carlos, Timothy De La Ghetto, Emmanuel Hudson.
Timothy De La Ghetto was on like the original.
But that's what I'm saying. Like when they first brought it back, that's when Tim met DC and all of them. That's because for the most part, they say Nick was like trying to replace his old cast. That's where you got like
they're quite hilarious.
Chico and Carlos was kind of like the new cat. DC was what that nigga name was, like Leonard.
Avion Crockett.
Like
Avion Crockett.
It was like a couple of niggas that you could tell he was trying to match the personality to replace.
So who was Michael Blackson?
Nobody. Michael Blackson was well paid.
Nobody.
That's it. Nah, it was Kurt Holcomb, one of the original.
The original.
Yeah. Because it was like underground comedians back then. Cause
some of them had some names.
Nigga, Randall Park was on there.
Yeah, I know.
You know that when you look at some of the original people, like Nick Cannon was really like, nah, we're gonna get stand-up comedians. Cause when I go back and I see Randall Park, and I'm like, was this nigga really killing black clubs like that?
No, I don't think so. But like, they were also on there, so.
But as I'm saying, like, it was just comedians. Like back then, it was just like, who are these funny people? But then he also had a...
What was that word you used?
Hey, listen, they I don't know what the criteria was, but Wild N' Out made it, so the niggas was funny enough. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you on how funny they are.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Mike, they don't know SNL now, ain't he?
Yeah. What does that mean?
What was the other white boy?
SNL, I didn't
even know that.
Terrence Hill? Yeah.
Didn't he have the one that be dancing on... You know the little white boy that be dancing on You Got Served?
That was him. Nah, that was Michael A. Taylor. That was one of them. It was one of them.
It was Wade and the other boy on the other team.
No, that nigga was a straight up actor. That nigga was never a comedian.
No. It was either Michael A. Taylor. One of them was in a nigga movie. It might not have been You Got Served, but one of them was in it. Because I remember I saw it, and I was like, the hell are you doing here?
I'd be more inclined to think it was Terry Killam.
I think Terry Killam wanted a more acting career. Like, I think he's been in more things. Because it was in the Cat Williams. That wasn't a movie. It was stand-up. Never mind. It was this promo for when he was with Lunell and Red and all that. Y'all subscribe to Lunell's OnlyFans?
No.
It's not enough for you in the world for that, but I love Lunell, though. Excuse me.
You looked up on Reddit?
Nah, I don't know.
Well, not enough to pay for, but enough to find out?
Nah. I bet you she be putting them feet together.
Nah, I just need to know. Yeah, do a little research. Where Lunel at?
Have you seen her daughter?
No. She died?
Yeah, she had posted her a TikTok the other day, like, y'all grew up with so-and-so, and I grew up with Lunel. And
it was just really her daughter?
Yeah. I believe it.
Dog, why the first video I find is Lunel? Doing what? This
picture. Just throwing it all out there.
Somebody said them things sitting.
They are. I ain't gonna hold you.
That's how you get down, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of Lunel in your life.
But
if her daughter fine, I just need to see. Could it really be like that sometimes? But at the same time, you see somebody that look real good, and then you'll see their parents, and it's like, damn, they always say when you get older, you go look like your parents. But you never see it until they start looking like their parents. Because I had an ex. Fine. Charlotte's so fine. Desmond saw her and said, how the hell does that turn into that? And then she started having kids. 3-4 kids later, she looked just like her mom. And it's like, damn.
How many kids?
About 4 of them things.
That's insane.
Yeah. When you gonna start looking like your daddy?
That's one of the reasons why I put that drink down.
Because I think for the most part, your face is more structured after your mom. But I think if you get any bigger, like if you start widening out, you're gonna look like your dad.
Exactly. But like the thing about it was, when I was younger, it would depend on who you would see me next.
Yeah. Your eyebrows look like your dad. So your dad got them villain eyebrows.
Like, so it would just depend on who you see me next to. But
hey, your eyebrows still point? Yeah, they still point. I ain't seen what I had in so long. It kind of made me feel like, damn, does his eyebrows point? Todd, do you ever notice that?
He
got
villain eyebrows. Yeah, he always wearing a hat. He definitely has villain eyebrows.
Yeah, that motherfucker just look evil.
I like those.
His mom's very pretty, though. Surprised she made him.
I need some villain.
Like, once again, I keep telling y'all, everybody on my mama's side of the family is real fine. The women on my dad's side of the family are real fine.
It's just the niggas.
The men on both sides of the family, ugly as hell.
That's crazy.
you got just enough to get by. Your hair saving you, nigga.
This nigga,
hey, you know what's crazy, bro?
A cup out of anything.
You just realized that nigga did that?
Yeah.
I hate this nigga.
But anyway, yeah, you know what's crazy, bro? Like, I don't do nothing but wash it and sleep on it, bro. I don't wrap it. I don't do
anything.
Yeah,
wash it and
like
sleep
you
on
good
it.
Hair.
Is that? Yeah. Like, it's good hair. Like, I get complimented all the time. I don't do that, but I don't do nothing to it.
It'll be fucking me up. I'll be trying to pull my fingers slip through.
Oh, no. I wash it like every maybe 3 days.
You dead, I'd be going off the Jamaican jeans.
Everybody ain't.
Hey, bro, you you eating your mangoes and oceans?
Yeah, I've done it before.
Is it good?
Oh yeah, I have clean oceans. Yeah,
it's just like.
You ever seen a mermaid?
No, I haven't. But it really just tastes like putting salt. It's like
salt. That's how big what it was, but it was just like somebody said they were gonna do that in New Jersey.
Oh, God, I can't do it anyway.
I was gonna die.
Yeah, go ahead and do that in the Chattahoochee.
Turn it to a mute. A motherfucking body reach up and grab that damn mango.
damn, nigga.
Damn, that shit look good. Oh! No, fuck Chattahoochee, man. How far that thing go, like, what state? Is it just us? It's gotta touch up.
Does it not go into the Mississippi River?
I feel like folks be saying that, but I also feel like folks just be saying shit. Cause I don't hear nothing about the Chattahoochee outside of like our tri-state area.
Yeah.
Because them bodies be getting washed up, and it's like, is that really all Columbus?
It's crazy because the body just got washed up yesterday.
So you just gonna bring down the mood of this podcast?
Oh, so sorry. So you said it.
I can't stand this woman. Talking about some fine her job.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Find her job on a game show. She ain't swapped the camera angle not once in the past 2 weeks.
I mean.
She just here to hang out at this point. She just want to talk to people. She lonely.
I am.
It's okay, Tati. You always got love over here.
I Thank you.
I just wish y'all two would start showing up on time. I'd be having a tight schedule.
Oh, that's
y'all be putting me behind schedule.
A nigga who don't have a job talking about putting somebody behind schedule. What kind of shit is that?
Exactly. A nigga with no job struggling to stay on schedule because his workers is ass.
Boy, you show up late to work one time and niggas just suddenly forget.
Yes.
They forget all the other times.
You must forgot you a nigga. One mistake is enough.
You show up late one time, boy. And honestly, truly,
I can't say nothing. I show up late every time.
Every time.
That's not just this job. It's every job.
Nah, you be
late to the news. Late to the other one. Late here.
I'm gonna tell you something right now. I found your Twitter so long ago. One thing you gonna do is not make it to work on time.
Never.
I just be sitting there like, damn, Tati.
Never.
What Waffle House did to you?
The eggs be nasty if you go to the one on Flat Rock.
Do we ever go there?
No, I don't.
And don't do it.
No, he had to think for a second. I was like, Flat Rock? Oh,
yeah. Because it's that one off in the cut.
Yeah.
Because we always go to the one by that Burger King across from the Winn-Dixie, or we go to the one on Macon Road. I don't think me and you have ever been anywhere else. Sometimes we go to the one on Gateway.
Winn-Dixie?
That's what I'm looking
at. It's the Asian supermarket now.
Oh, Milgen Road.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I haven't been there.
I've been going off landmarks. The one next to Mercy's. Let me speak your language.
There we go, nigga. There we go. Shit, man, you could have said Church of Chicken and I would have got it faster than that.
You really is a different type of nigga. Churches and Mercies.
Winn-Dixie is really close, though, so it's like.
I just know that's the big Winn-Dixie.
That's no longer there.
Man. Oh, but you ever had lumpia?
Yeah.
Yeah. They sell lumpia inside that supermarket.
They got this spicy ass noodle dish, boy. That should be so damn good.
Which restaurant? The Filipino one or the Chinese one?
No, the Chinese barbecue.
Like right next to it? Yeah.
But nah, this lady I work with, she Filipino.
Yeah.
And she be making the shit, but she be throwing her motherfucking foot in the shit. Then she be bringing it like when it's still hot and crispy.
So she made that fresh right before work.
Yeah.
Look, Tasha trying to remember how to switch cameras.
I know how to switch cameras. You just start talking when I was finna go to him.
Mm-hmm. Keep talking. Let's see if she remember.
Nah, I'm done, man. The story over with now.
Anyways.
No, Tati, funny. Because I started to like manually switch cameras on that last video, and then I said, no. And I just use camera one the whole way.
That's why I don't never really switch them, because you always be like, oh, I can fix it. So I just figured if you...
Yeah, if there's a mistake, I can fix it. But Tati, if we go in an hour and you're not switching no cameras, what is there to fix?
I switched it a little bit last time.
No.
Maybe like twice.
Tati, somewhere around the 15-minute mark, it's like you started to switch it, and as soon as you cut to him, I started talking, you went back, and then you didn't switch it again. I said, nah.
That's a hard not life out here. Trying to catch one person, then the next will start talking.
Nah, that's because you be on your phone.
Okay, you in my business.
like we're not sitting in the front. And the window come on.
It was on the cup. I just put it back in the...
Okay, dog, because I remember sitting on the cup.
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
But then I looked at one now, and did he drop the gum and not remember?
Cold water and gum is really a hit.
Yeah, every time.
Every time.
It just exploded and mint flavor in your mouth.
Drinking five gum busting in your mouth, bro?
What was that first person?
Mr. Long Dick Aubrey.
What the fuck? Sorry, my cut wasn't working.
Dog, that's so funny.
You'll see it at about 25 minutes.
Hey, what the fuck? The best part that's going to be people looking at it, like watching it, and just going out of the camera and start jumping around. What the hell was that? I'm trying to hit that damn cut button. That's all that was.
That's all.
But, yeah, you see the video?
No.
That For You tab fucking me up, bro. That's all because I saw everybody. Whenever people talk about, like, oh, this video, I never see it. And I go, thank God niggas don't ever put this on my timeline.
They
logged in, and that shit jumped over to that For You, and all I saw was blurry and light skin. That's a damn, this camera quality shit. God damn, motherfucker. And and that's why I said that long tweet. Like, there's this fucking For You page. Put shit on my timeline that I would have never seen because my fucking followers keep talking about it.
They all I saw was a commentary on the picture, but I never saw the picture. Thank God.
It was a fucking video. But then the women, right, bro? It's too many niggas commenting on it to be like, nah, nigga, y'all.
Yeah, bro. Listen, the niggas want to be bitches, and the bitches want to be niggas nowadays. Okay,
bro. You seen old boy talking about how he how Drake got everything?
That was gay. That was just straight up gay.
Somebody put up that shit and said, nigga, this is more homosexual than it's having sex with another man.
It is, man. Like, dick riding celebrities is like...
Who said that?
It was some nigga that was talking about the video, and this nigga said, he was like, so you telling me Drake, he's light-skinned, he got the bitches, he got all this money, successful career, and he's got a long dick? Man, light-skinned niggas are winning.
That nigga gay.
And then I was like, hey, bro, you tasted that shit so deep, bro? What's going on right now? I
can't get up.
And then there was like a bunch of other videos. And then it was, you know, one nigga said, oh, I see why he's so sensitive. When you got a dick like that, you can do what you want. And everybody just like, yo, y'all niggas. Because like, even if this is just a joke, one's not funny. You just look weird. But two, why is that how you want your name attached to anything on the internet? Yeah, that nigga Cooley.
He's talking about Drake dick.
Hey, no.
That nigga Cooley got tweets that's constantly resurfacing that nigga be forgetting he said. And now niggas are tweeting about Drake dick like, bro, you don't think that's gonna come back for you?
Cooley, if you watching this video, I wanna know why you sent that nigga happy birthday with that damn young dude. With that young step video.
What?
Bruh. I gotta find this shit. I gotta find that.
Nah, that nigga Cooley, the funny thing about Cooley is that nigga is like that in person.
Yeah.
I didn't see that nigga talk to his son. She's struggling with them cameras. But I didn't see that nigga. That nigga son did something. He said, "Duty, what you doing, man?" He said, was that really how you want to spend your day? Here it's supposed to be your birthday. And this how you acting? Is this really what you want to do? Come on, man. Stop wilding. You tweaking right now. And dude looked at us and said, sorry, daddy. And then walked off and started behaving. I said, damn, cool. If that was me, he said, oh, I'd have beat your ass. Because he said, you're a grown-ass man. The fuck I'm going to talk to you like that for? Cool, be funny, bro. But that nigga been chilling. He really be on the timeline like that. That nigga really be trying to stay out the way.
He didn't. This is what I be talking about. This nigga said that birthday sex video to this nigga like this.
That's the birthday sex video.
Man, this should be.
Oh, speaking of niggas that got tweets that follow them, old boy, talking about I'm gonna get what I'm old. You don't remember that?
Nah.
The nigga, it was a nigga that was talking about. One time I was talking to this girl at the club. She talking about we gonna fuck later that night. He said I was off the Henny, and then she talking about she changed her mind. I was banging on her door at 2 a.m. talking about you owe me that pussy. I'm gonna get what I'm owed. And now every time that nigga tweets, somebody just put that shit in the fucking comments. And it's like even as jokes, why you niggas putting yourself next to these fucking crazy? Cause one, that's not a fucking joke. Like nigga, that's nobody saw it. Went, ha ha ha! He's gonna take the pussy.
I know rape jokes wouldn't get it, bro. I just don't get it. It's just certain things I don't get. It's just not.
That's what I said. Them early Twitter days, I would never be considered funny in them days because I ain't have it in me to make jokes like that. And I make jokes about I was talking to Fee earlier, and Fee says something about we were talking about something, and she just kept talking. She was like, "Is that supposed to be me saying shut up?" I said, "See, you understand your place as a woman.
Oh my god,
you don't let the mastectomy change you. You know, you're still supposed to shut up when a man talking. Like I make jokes like that, but you had breast cancer. Like that's never gonna be like the joke. It's just like, damn, you ain't got no titties, but you still know you're a woman. Shit like that is funny, but that aggressive shit, I can't."
Now, I will say that that I got some damn bitches I can call. That shit had me dying, bro.
What the?
When the
The Down Syndrome girl?
Yeah, when the nigga took the picture with the Down Syndrome girl. That shit had me for about 3 days straight, bro.
Nah, nigga, I may be lacking a chromosome, but the chrome never lacking. Yeah. That
one, bro. I'm not even gonna hold you, bro. The Down Syndrome duck just be hitting like 100% on the field.
I had a boy leave me a duck on my Jeep, and his at name was Homie with the Extra Chromie.
Yeah.
And he was like, follow me on Instagram, and that was it.
No, there's a, what you call it, the Down Syndrome Victoria's Secret model. Like, she was posting that, and I, like, when they came, I was like, oh, it's the first, you know, Down Syndrome Victoria's Secret model. Oh, my God, Angel, blah, blah. And they just talked about it and all that, and there was a couple of niggas in the comments. What? Because, I mean, listen. She may have, you know, may have the extra chromosome, but
she need a little tooth.
Nah, body-bodying. She fits the criteria. IQ level the same, body the same. She fit right in. Go ahead and look it up, bro. What do you got on Sophia? Tati, go ahead and pull it up. Pull it up for the people.
Sophia, the...
Just put Dawson Victoria's Secret.
That's crazy.
You're going to get there. Like I said, she's the first and only. It's not like you gotta do an extensive Google search.
Damn, that's stupid.
I mean, I won't go say nothing.
Shut up.
Go ahead, my double camp. I'll reduce it, but I know how to work cameras.
Okay, I know how to work the cameras. I just forgot his password for a little minute.
It's been the same since.
I know.
Literally since I got the laptop.
Not too much on me.
Yeah, we know. You can better handle what you got.
You know what?
But Tati got fans. Rit love Tati.
Never even seen my face.
What that mean? Yes, she has. When I said happy birthday to you.
Oh, that was so nice.
And branded by Tati.
Thank you. I need a photo shoot. All right.
I don't know why you didn't just go to images. Don't be looking at me like that.
Stop desexualizing disabled people.
Told you.
That's what it say.
It's crazy to say stop desexualizing.
Why? Is it popping up on the side like that? Is it me?
Nah, that's just how Google works.
That's just stupid.
When's the last time you was on Google?
You know my job. You know our job. That be Bing.
Oh, yeah.
Google on your phone is a lot different.
Girl, I was saying, like, no, that's been how it's been for a minute. Tati ain't touched the computer in forever.
Just the iPad.
But yeah. Like I said, body-bodying.
Okay. What was her IQ level?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said it matched.
Yeah, the matched the rest of the Victoria's Secret models.
Oh.
You thought I said it matched with other Down Syndrome people?
With you. Now, who's this one? Madeline Stewart.
Now she's just going down to Down
Syndrome. Anyhow, okay. Come on now.
That's y'all's fault.
Come on, tell me to just start checking out Down Syndrome models. But she's still going. Tell me even all the letters. Now she's just enjoying her research at this point.
But, your dollar.
You're right. Using my Wi-Fi bill.
Oh, I'm finna say, y'all, I do not get paid for this.
She always brought up other stuff. I broke through a little something last week.
I graduated school. You did, and I appreciate that very much.
No, when I seen that message, I said, I don't know what was going through her mind, but that I was ahead of something.
Like $20. Like, go get you something to eat.
Go feed yourself. Mm-hmm. You look hungry, nigga. I've been looking for your sweet and sour chicken ass.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of, what we eating after this?
I don't know, bro. I'm starving.
Should have showed up on time.
What did me start getting here on time have to do with me being hungry now?
Hmm?
Exactly.
You could have been eating by now. Anything else going on? You watched the Putin interview?
Interview him?
I say some racist white.
Of course.
I always say racist white because I don't know the nigga, but every time his name pop up, it's never good.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Then that nigga threatened Putin or some shit.
I didn't watch it, so
because I see that's why I thought about it. It was something that I guess they got some journalists over there, and that nigga Tucker Carlson said, "Hey, what's it gonna take for me to take him home right now with me?" And Putin was like, "I don't negotiate with you, but if you want to send your president over here," and he was like, "We want that journalist back. He's just a journalist." And Putin said, "All right, nigga, send your leader. Like, what the fuck? I'm not."
Then I gotta trade my leader for a journalist.
Like, nigga, I'm not negotiating with your bitch ass. Like, nigga, who are you? I'm Vladimir Putin, nigga. Like, where's he got a point? Why, like, nigga, you're here to interview me. Why would I negotiate the terms of a prisoner for you? Like, get the fuck out of here. You know what? Take the camera.
You better hope I don't kill you.
Yeah. Probably gonna have an accident before you get back to the fucking plane, nigga. Stop playing with me. Who's the most gangster political leader that we've witnessed in, like, recent years?
None.
Because right now, everybody's saying Obama.
Gangster?
Just because they said that nigga was just bombing shit. They said everybody watching this nigga in the news as like this smooth black guy, like, oh, he got the Easter suit, oh, the old ladies love him, oh, he got the five-guy meal, blah, blah, blah. But then they were like, nah, that nigga was just fucking up the Middle East.
For sure
is
was.
Is not that Kim Jong man?
Nah, that nigga is gangster. That nigga.
Nah, I just think they didn't give a fuck about anything.
Like, oh, nah, facts. But that nigga be having them like fucking... That nigga, them niggas get the cheering. Speaking of, when I was in South Korea, I went to the DMZ zone, right? And right across there's like North Korea, and they got that. And they dead ass told us, they said, hey, when you go out there, you look over there, no pictures, no cameras, you know, none of that. They said, there's going to be people that come out, and they're going to wave at you. Don't wave back.
Damn.
They were like, yo, why? That's like, we think it's a trap. I said, think it's a trap? And they're like, yeah, because if you wave at them, like, if they wave at you and you wave back, they can act like, oh, it's a sign of aggression. And then they can just shoot because they can claim it's an attack. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, if you have your phone out, they can say you're trying to spy on them, so they're going to shoot you. They're going to think it's an attack. So they're like, so why are we here?
Right.
Like, what's the point of this?
How big is that zone?
It's like a... 30 feet, because it's like, it's enough for neutral ground on both sides, but then they do like a show of force, so you sitting there, and then they like march out the North Korean troops, and niggas come out of nowhere. These niggas is built to just be like this. So you standing there, and them niggas get to marching, and then they get like right there at the border, and then they just like pull out their guns, and they just sitting there staring at you, and it's just like, alright, nigga, like, what you... We're tourists. Like, we're not looking like soldiers. Like, we're not dressed up as soldiers for obvious reasons. But it's like, man, you just do this for regular niggas over here? Like, god dang. But then they got, I think it's called the Blue House. And you can go inside. And that's the only way for you to technically be in North Korea. Because it's neutral territory inside the building. Because that's where they hold, like, peace treaties and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can walk to the other side and be in North Korea. And so we're walking in there. You know, niggas walking up. And there's, like, people just standing there. And when I say these niggas don't move, you think it's like a guard, like you think it's a mannequin. So I'm walking and I'm looking and I'm just like, yo, it's crazy that they got like people in here. And they're like, what? I was like, yeah, like these dudes just got to stand still like this the whole time. And somebody said, these aren't people, bro, these mannequins. I said, dog, those are people. They're just very still. And they're like, what? And one nigga walked up on one and like looked under his helmet. And I guess the nigga was looking forward. But the nigga, like up on you like this, you gonna look at him. So that nigga eyes shot down towards him. They just, oh shit.
Yeah.
That's it. Yes, bro, this is like a still a military building. Like these are guards. They're like, damn, bro, they just been standing still like that. I said, these niggas is trained. I said, it's the same ones from the walls behind us on South Korea side. They said, what? And they turned around, there was two niggas in the corner on the other side. I said, dog, that's crazy. It's four niggas in here staring at each other in like 4 to 6 hour shifts every day.
Niggas dumb
as hell. I was like, dog, y'all think that we at the border between two very, two very at war countries and think they ain't have niggas just standing there watching this whole time? Just like it was a tower over there, and it was like Is that a watchtower? They said, no, that's the weather tower. And I was like, oh, okay, they're up there checking weather. I said,
come on, dog.
Y'all, nigga. I have to realize I was the only intel nigga in the group. I was like, dog, there ain't no fucking way. I'm like, y'all ain't paying attention to shit. This is why I get my own corner office. Because I can't be around y'all niggas all day. But that's where I got my first pair of chopsticks.
Not real authentic chopsticks.
Mm-hmm. They were like, not monogram, but they was like, had designs in them. Mm-hmm. But they were like generic chopsticks. Like, to me, they were like, oh my God, these are so fancy. Nigga, that was at a restaurant. Like, that's just generic metal chopsticks. Like, they just, like, have nice... It's like, if we went somewhere, they were like, God damn, this is a fancy fork. Like, to them, it's just like, all right, nigga, damn, calm down. What the kids say? Stop glazing, bro. Hey, RDC had a good video for that. Like, everything dead ass is seen as dick riding. Like, niggas can't compliment nobody. Niggas can't insult nobody. Niggas can't make general acknowledgments of anybody. Everything dick riding now.
This is a question about off the podcast. But we're not going to come back to it.
I don't know what it's about. I just going to say.
She's about lean cuisine and Beanard.
RDC has had a more long-lasting effect, but them niggas had a bigger effect. You're right.
You didn't have anything to do with any of that, but...
Oh. Nah, I feel like you're about to say something crazy. But where we at? We can get out of here, because I kind of want to know that question, and I'm hungry. What's this is? A 40-minute podcast?
Yeah.
Right on time.
Don't forget to cut the beginning.
Why would we? Mm-hmm. Why would we?
Just making sure.
Hold on.
What are we saying in the beginning?
I'm stopping this. Hold on.
No. He gotta do his outro. Go ahead, do the outro.
And like that, we don't.
All right, now you can stop it.
What are we saying in the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Shit.